Whether up in the mountain or down in the valley,
there's something you need. It's called Yingling.
A big event.
It's under the tent.
Don't stay away.
Make plans today.
Better get there soon.
I'd come before noon.
It can't be beat.
Better get you a seat.
It's better than Dollywood. It's better than Carowinds.
There's food to eat and there's souls to win.
The Lord, he'll keep the final tally.
Each one of you this evening. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, it is good to be here and excited about having youth rally tonight. Amen. You know what somebody said? Said, anybody's crazy, go over there and listen to old Danny Castle. You know, they're the ones that's crazy. You ain't here to see me. You're not here to hear from me. You're here to hear about him, ain't you? Amen. Them people got preacher religion. You're here because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad you are. It's good to see each one of you here. Thank God for his presence. Thank God for your presence. It's just wonderful to be here tonight. And we pray that it cool off and it has dropped 20 degrees at least. Ain't that something? That's the Lord taking care of us. Isn't that good? Amen. We're looking forward to it all week long, and we're just excited about you being here. We want you to make yourself at home. Still got folks coming in, and we want you to just get your blessing here this evening now and get something from God. We want you to make room for all these folks still coming in. It's going to be pretty packed here in a little bit. I think they're bringing in some more chairs. There's way over 500 chairs in here already, and they're bringing in some more. So thank God for you being here this evening. And we're going to have a lot of good things, a lot of good singing, a lot of good testimonies, just a good time in the Lord. Amen. And I tell you what, it's good to have all these kids here. Every person under 25. Now, all you liars, stay seated tonight. About 40 liars stood up last night. When you can't even hardly stand up, don't say you're under 25. Under 25, for real, would you stand, please? Under 25, would you stand? Whoa, we've had a blessing. It is prayer, meal time. I hope it's your testimony. Let it be real from your heart. Second verse one more time. But I'll tell you, fill my heart. Look look up here and see a lot of bus kids. Lord, open up the door, but we're on the bus, you know? Last Sunday, we probably had 60 or 70 people from Lenore over in our church. I'm telling you, that tickles the fire out of me. See people come, new people get saved. Amen. That's what it's all about, people. It's not who knows you down here or how important you are. When I get to heaven, I'm going to bring a gang of youngins with me and say, Lord, down there, there's a bunch that got saved. Amen. Can you sing this song and I mean it? Can you mean it? Second verse, one more time, this faith. Amen.
Now the signs of the times, they are
sing one now that God on me.
Yeah.
gentlemen, to the 2001 Road Model of the Year Award. We're glad to have you here tonight. We've got some of the greatest role models of all time in our building tonight, and you're here to honor them. We've honored them through the years, and tonight we're going to meet them one by one, live and in person. What a treat for everyone here tonight. Thank you for coming. Yeah, boy, I hope you're like this. We're going to have a big time tonight. Are you ready to meet the role models? Are you ready? Huh? Can I hear you tonight? Can you let all of Hollywood know that you're ready to meet the 2001 Role Model of the Year? All right, let's get the party started. Nominees for the Best Role Model for Young Girls for 2001 are Christina Aguilera for her big hit, I'm as sleazy as they get. Britney Spears, for I know perverts like me, but I don't give a flip. For the Dixie Chicks, who killed Earl? Who really cares? Destiny's Child, for her big hit, I make money off of you, sucker. And Jennifer Lopez, for her big hit, Who Shot the Club Up? And the winner is, I love this time of the year to open up the envelope. Nobody knows but the producers in the back. And the winner is this year, role model for young ladies for 2001, the Dixie Chicks.
Thank you. First of all, we'd like to thank God that Earl is finally dead.
Yay!
I mean, come on. We all knew it had to happen. We all knew he had to go. All you ladies out there that are tired of your husbands pushing you around and treating you like dirt, more power to you if you can just get rid of him. Yeah. Go for it, girls. God understands. She is with us. She made this all possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Dixie Chickens. All right, let's try to settle down a little bit. Let's try to remember where you're at. We're in Hollywood. Everybody goes to Hollywood to make your dreams come true. Nominees. The next category. Hey, shut up, would you? Nominees for the Love Yourself Award. And the nominees are Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson, show some respect for our leaders, please. Jesse Jackson, for I only help those who count all votes twice. The other nominee is Puff Daddy. Who shot the place up? Oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy, oh, Daddy. And WWF superstar, The Rock, for his big hit. Can you smell what I'm cooking? And the winner is, oh, I love this time of the year. Don't you love this time of the year? I'm glad that nobody knows who the winner is except the producers. And the winner is The Rock! I just want to know one thing tonight. Can you smell what the Rock is coming? Hey! How about a big hand for me? You know I'm the champion. All right, hey, step in the ring. You just step in the ring and I'll lay the smack down. Hey, bud, you better know your role or shut your face. Hey, kids, one thing I want you all to know tonight. We're gods. We're all gods. You know that. I made myself. I'm a self-made man. Hey, come on now. Come on. We're gods. We're all gods.
Thank you, Mr. Rocky. He's such a big man. Could somebody get me some water? He upset me. My nerves are bad. Okay. Let me get my composure. Do we need to go to a commercial break? Okay. All right. Here we are. Now, nominees for the best old-time actor. I love this. Nominees are Spanky for I've Got an Idea, Alfalfa. And the other nominees are Dorothy for Drugs Put Me Over the Rainbow. And the other nominee is Curly of the Three Stooges. His big hit single, Hit Me Again, Mo. And the winner is... I love this time of the year. And the winner is for the best old-time actor, Curly!
Oh, I'm thinking what happens now. Thank you. Hey, kids, thank you for voting for me. Curly!
Thank you, Mr. Curly. Y'all have enjoyed him since 1927. Our next category of the evening. Thank you. I hope it's not water myself. Hey, somebody's got to take Dean's place, right? All right, nominees for the best Latino crossover. We want to honor our Latino population, which is growing. And the nominees are Ricky Martin for I Got Possessed. Selena for Better Steel Makes Money Off of Me. Loco Loco Diablo, Shoot Up the House. And the final nominee for this category, Sammy Say It Ain't Sosa, Let Me Hit the Big One. And this year's winner is for the greatest Latina crossover for 2001.
for helping me win this award. Gracias a mi mamá. Finish my speech. My mommy named me El Loco Loco Diablo because when I was born, I killed a family doctor. Nobody smacks a Diablo in the behind and lives. I also want to thank my manager, Babalu. Babalu, we did it. Babalu helped me kill all the contestants for the Latinos Award. And, I like to take these senoritas, Dixie girls, to my favorite restaurant to celebrate tonight and have my favorite dish, Hot Chihuahua at Taco Bell.
Got something. Thank you, Mr. Loco. And I think everyone agrees that you are Loco. Nominees for the all-time best role model of 2001. Now, I think God has given us some great role models for our children to follow. And I think God has given us a time to honor them tonight. And the nominees are Eminem. I shot my grandma and loved every minute of it. Harry Potter. I'd like to meet Satan. And the final nominee is former Vice President Al Gore. For his big hit, Have You Hugged Your Tree Today? Or It's in the Lockbox. And the winner is... I love this time of the year. Nobody knows but the producers. And the winner is for the best all-around role model for 2001, Eminem!
He changed white and brown. The mountains, the mouse to the sea. All you gonna do is one rock with me. It's so rough when I talk this stuff. When I get on the microphone.
Yeah, what's going on? I'd like to start off tonight by giving honor where honor is due tonight to the person who made this all possible for me today. I'd like to give honor to myself, Marshall Mathers, Mr. Eminem. Yeah. You know, some people are offended by my music. Some people don't like my music. This is who I am. This is how I express myself. If you don't like my music, get over it. Peace, fool.
Back away, the beat changed right around. From the street to the mountains, the mountains to the sea. All you gonna do is run the rock this beat. It's so rough, so tough when I talk this stuff.
Isn't he such a nice young man? What a great role model for 2001. What's this? Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed a note by our producers in the back. A special guest appearance is being made tonight by the all-time greatest role model ever. Some of you have enjoyed him in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And now as we journey into the new millennium, God has given us another great role model for you and I to follow. Ladies and gentlemen, who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet tonight and welcome the greatest role model of all time, Mr. Elton John!
May I shake your hand?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Stop it now. Stop it.
Whitney, darling.
I don't know who said that. I want to meet you after service. I want to thank my boy here. I think he's got beautiful music.
Yes.
I think he's beautiful too.
Yes.
I think the announcer's kind of cute himself. How about it, big boy? Can I have your phone number after service?
Ladies and gentlemen, have you enjoyed the World Matters of 2001? I think they're some of the greatest role models of all time that God has given us to let our children follow and rise up. Hold on now.
Enough of this.
Yeah.
That's not enough to make me
want to pig. Good eye. Good eye. Bible said, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You bunch of heathens. Let me say something to you right here, right now. You Dixie chicks. Chicks, you look more like a bunch of old hens. You ought to be. Every last one of you ought to be home making biscuits, taking care of your family. Get on out of here, you bunch of hussies. That's right. What about you, Mr. Rock? There's a man in the Word of God named Samson. He'd make you look like a pebble. Yeah, that's right. You're always claiming to be a role model, and you talk that filthy language in front of all these youngins. You ought to be ashamed. I would lay a smack down on you myself. Hey, big boy, you're a good one to talk. I used to think you was all right. Back a long time ago, you was sort of funny, but look who you're hanging around with. Bible talks about evil associations. You're ruining your testimony with these kind of people, you heathen. Get on out of here.
Yeah, you heathen. Go on out of here.
Get. People like you make me sick. Latino. You ought to go to your Latino people and witness to them and be a missionary to them. Try to win them to the Lord instead of all this filthy, wicked, ungodly, rapping and all that kind of stuff. You're just wicked as you can be. You need to get saved, you heathen. Get on out of here. That's right. Kill your mother. M&M.
Yeah.
You look more like a Reese's Pieces to me. Hey, I ain't nothing but an old country preacher, but bless God, I know a sissy when I see one. You're a little old punk. You talk about killing your mama, she's ought to bent you over your knee and tan your backside. That's what you need. You need a good old thrashing. Get on out of here and repent of your sins. Lord have mercy, I don't even know what you are. I don't know if you're a he or a she or a shim or whatever you are.
You know you look kind of cute if you lose that attitude of yours.
I'll give you an attitude. Bible calls people like you sodomites, you old reprobate. Us mountain people call you quitters. Get on out of here and repent of your sins. That's right. Hey, hey. Hey, big boy, big boy. What are you cheering about?
I know how you
hilly weird people are. You act like you're born again, act like you're a Christian. When you're around them, you're just as filthy and wicked as they are. You're going to hell just hard as you can go. You need to repent of your sins and get right with God. You get on out of here, you heathen. Amen. I'll tell you one thing tonight, boys and girls. You ought to talk about a role model. Let me tell you about a role model.
tell you one thing, kids. All these people may seem cool, but they ain't cool. The devil don't play fair. He'll take your life and use you up and ruin you and leave you left empty. But the role model is Jesus Christ. You listen to your mom and your daddy and your preacher. You listen to this old country preacher. The Bible said there was a name given unto him higher than any other name. And his name's Jesus. You kids pay attention to the rest of the service tonight. Jesus is your only role model.
Amen, old country preacher man. See how many we lost there. You only lose two kind of people on that. Real good people and real bad people. And I'm criticized by the rest of you, but if you knew my heart, you wouldn't. My heart is to show these kids that this world ain't what it's cracked up to be. Now we've got your attention. Take your Bible. Turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21. Just for the next very short minutes, if you listen. As I preach to you about role models. If you're going to ride with somebody, you better find out where they're going. If a car pulled up out there tonight, said, Danny, you want to go with me? Before I said yes, my first question would be, who are you? And where are you going? You're about crazy if you jump in the car with somebody you don't know and just say, I'm going where you are. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Don't make sense, kids. 1 Peter 2, verse 21. The Bible says, He gave us an example that we should follow His steps. Tonight, I want to say three things about role model. If you're going to follow somebody, you need to know who they are. I see kids out here all the time trying to imitate their favorite star or athlete. I did it when I was growing up. I'll never forget growing up. I would watch ball games, and I had heroes in basketball and music. And when that clock went down and said halftime had come, I would grab the ball and run out and try to do everything I seen them do on the first half of the game. I would practice. I'd try to spin. I'd try to dribble through my legs. I'd put a goal down close low enough where I could dunk it. I'd do all kinds of dunks. You know why? There's something about young people. They pick out people and they say, I want to be like them. Right. Now, it's a sad thing today that these teenagers have such a pitiful bunch of people to have to look up to. Yeah. The devil has done a good job of taking the most vile, evil, wicked people you can imagine and setting them up as heroes. Yeah. You'd think they'd be in prison. But it literally made heroes out of in front of our young people. Marshall Mathers is a rapper now called Eminem. He's 26 years old. He was nominated for 4 Grammys at the award show a good while back. He is nothing, but I'm going to quote USA Today that They said he was nothing but a schoolyard bully with a megaphone.
Amen.
Is this the kind of person we want our kids to grow up and be? I know this crowd's been heard all over this town this evening. There's no telling how far that screaming and hollering went all over this town. There are people in this town right now would be mad enough to kill me if they knew what was going on in here. There's probably people sitting in their own cars just listening right now. Tell them, hey, hey. And I want to tell you what. I'm not happy about that, but I'm going to tell you, if they think that I'm going to put up through all this work and then not get up here and tell you the truth, they are another thing coming. Boys and girls, if you follow me and I'm going down these steps, you're going to go down the steps. If you follow me that way and I go that way, you're going to go that way. Who are you following tonight? We can just about look at you and tell who you're following. Many times your appearance or hair or jewelry or makeup or whatever gives it away. It's hard to hide many, many times. You know what? Let me give you the words, some of you parents. Would you like for me to give you the words to Eminem's latest song he was nominated for a Grammy Award for? Here goes, this album of the year. Listen, B, I'm going to kill you. Like a murder weapon, I'm going to conceal you in a closet with mildew, sheets, pillows, and then film you. End of quote. You want to hear that again? B, I'm going to kill you. Like a murder weapon, I'm going to conceal you in a closet with mildew, sheets, pillows, and film you. You think kids don't know the words of them songs? You're out of your mind. While they're in the room with their headphones on, I've even seen kids take gospel CDs and record junk over top of them and take them and listen to it so mom and daddy wouldn't know what they were listening to. And by the way, let me say this. As long as you're living under mom and daddy's roof and mom and daddy's paying them bills, mom and daddy got a right to tell you what you listen to and what you can't listen to. Amen. They got to tell you what you can do, where you can go, where you can't go, who you can spend time with, when time to be home. If they're paying them bills, they got lots to tell you what you can do. You say, I'm 14, I know what I please. You're wrong. God placed you under your parents' care. His other song says, quote, you faggots keep egging me on till I have you at knife point. Then you beg me to stop. Shut up. Give me your hands and feet. I said, shut up when I'm talking to you. Hear me? Answer me or I'm going to kill you. What a role model. Making millions of dollars and our country has sunk so low that is nominated for a best performance of the entire year. Now, I'm going to tell you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago in America, they would have never even allowed that fellow to have a song put on the radio. You say, well, it's freedom of speech. How come everybody's got freedom of speech except us? How come we can't be represented on TV? Where's the newspapers tonight, huh? Oh, if we had a fight, some problem happened, they're always here taking pictures. Where are they tonight? I'm going to tell you tonight, there is a spirit of evil swept across this generation that is willing to snuff out the truth and magnify evil. And the Bible said that even little seducers shall wax worse and worse. And that crowd tonight's leading you to a place called hellfire that I preached about last night. I'm telling you tonight, get off that road. Tell them to go jump in the lake. Tell them you're checking out. Tell them I'm going the other way. You don't need to follow them no more. Some of you young people here tonight, some of you Christian young people, there's no how in the world can you say Jesus is my Savior and I love Him for dying for me. I'm at the Master and then honor and buy records and tapes and CDs of people who cuss His name and everything He stands for. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up and get some real role model for our boys and girls. Some of you think you say, Danny Castle, you ain't much of one. You're absolutely right. I ain't, but I'm a fixing to tell you about somebody that is. Amen. But I know who I'm following tonight. You
better find out who they are. I have an article here that somebody brought me, somebody sent me in the mail, of Britney Spears. The picture in the paper is so lewd, you wouldn't even want kids to see it. 18 years old. And gets all of her staff together to pray before they have a concert. You say, why should she do that, preacher? Two reasons. Number one, the devil's got her deceived. If she thinks God is going to put his blessing on that, she has lost her mind. Amen? God ain't a million miles. I don't care. Listen, you think it's going to really bother me if some of you people get mad at me tonight? I don't want you to, but if you're going to get me, there's a line of them ahead of you. That's one good thing about being born like I am, brother. There ain't but one way to go, and that's up. And then I ain't got nothing to lose tonight. And I said, God, I'll use my last breath telling them boys and girls to stay away from that crowd. They're no good for you. Here's the article, Britney Spears, next to nothing. You say, well, my mama said she is good. I bet mama didn't see her do a striptease on MTV at the awards. Want to see it? You want me to read it to you? It says, Britney Spears shared the last vestige of her girlhood image during a controversial striptease at Thursday's MTV. The 18-year-old saying satisfaction, she took it all off down to a translucent bra and underblower bodysuits that looked like she was naked.
What about that?
Yes.
I'm going to find out who your three kids is following. Amen. They showed people interviewed to Britney Spears, and they said, what do you think about these people's reaction? Because some of them were saying, I could not believe she did that. There's no way I'd let my daughter go out like that. I can't believe she did that. And you know what she said? She said, I'm not the mama. It ain't my problem. You know, years ago, athletes wouldn't even hold a bow in their hand in public because they knew little kids were looking up to them. You know what I heard somebody say the other day? They said, well, there's no proof that these songs, like I quoted you a minute ago, have any influence on anybody's behavior. Was you born that dumb, or did you go to college to get like that? The ability to be whatever you know, you don't neither. You know what the Bible says? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Well, some said, I can't even walk without holding his hand. And the Bible said, in him we live and move and have our being. I'm going to tell you tonight, he's got your lungs. He's got your lungs operating. He's got your brain plugged in. And anytime he wants to, he can unplug you. And you could hear you lose your mind and not be able to breathe. You hear me? You ain't nothing without him. You ain't nothing without him. Nothing. Nothing. Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Bible said, your throat's an open sepulcher. Your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You better find out who they are. You better find out what they believe. And you better find out where they're going. Amen. You say, well, Brother Danny, who am I supposed to look to? I'm fixing to tell you. You say, you're going to say Jesus, ain't you? Yes, sir, sure I am. You're going to say, wait a minute. We want one that's alive. He is alive. I just talked to him a while ago. He's fine. Amen. The Lord is alive. Who? They say, well, you can't have one that's dead. Well, how come you like Jimi Hendrix? And John Lennon. And old Elvis the pelvis. You say, I just still love him. Would you like to dig him up and roll him over right now? I truly not. I'm going to tell you something, brother. You listen to me. Well, you say, well, I don't want no dead role model. I don't want... Listen, this ain't dead. He said, behold, I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. Now let me just stop here and say this is in parentheses, okay? I know this is hard, and I know some of y'all are just sitting here about to die wondering what I'm going to say next. I don't get a sadistic pleasure out of this. I don't want to just beat up on you. Lord knows I don't. But you know what our problem is tonight? You know what our main problem is? We've got kids that are rebellious and won't do what they're supposed to, won't listen to the right music, and listen to me, won't watch the right movies, and the whole reason is because mama and daddy's got phones, and they can't say nothing to the kids, because the kids will say, hey, what's the difference in mine and what you're listening to? So I know this is your prayer, but we ought to have some mamas and daddies down here on our knees saying, God, help me to do the right thing. Help me to listen to the right music. Help me to watch the right kind of TV shows. You know, most of the time a girl turn out just like her mama or worse. 90% of the time a girl will turn out like her mama or worse, unless God does something for her. A boy will turn out just like his daddy or worse, unless God does something for him. So I'll tell you tonight before we go who my role model is. He's Jesus. Amen. One more verse of scripture. Deuteronomy 32. I want everybody to look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Normally, I don't ask you to turn to a lot of scripture while I'm preaching, especially in a meeting like this. Deuteronomy chapter number 32. You listen tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Deuteronomy 32, a great prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said here, talking about him, he said, he, verse 4. But I love this. Get this, kids. Get it. Get in your heart. He said in verse 4, he is the rock. He's the rock. Now wait a minute, I ain't gonna read, we're gonna read the rest of that. He is the rock tonight. He's the rock I'm standing on. He's the rock of ages. He's the rock that they smoked back there in the wilderness. He's the rock, brother, of the way that Moses was hid under. He is the rock. Notice the rest of it. His work is perfect. He'll never make a mistake. He'll never lead you in a hole. He'll never take one step that he shouldn't take. Now let me say this. I believe we should have confidence in our mamas and daddies and our brothers and sisters, but only as they follow the Lord. I told the kids a million times, kids, I'll fail you. I have failed you. I will fail you. I am not perfect. But I'll tell you what. As long as your mom and daddy, your preacher follows God, it's all right to follow them. I'm going to say something that makes some of you mad. I believe in pastoral authority. I believe a man of God ought to have authority in the house of God. But I'm going to say something that's going to make a bunch of you Baptists mad right now. And I'm going to say it, and I challenge anybody in here to take the Bible and show me I'm wrong. I deep double dog dare you. You say, I'll kill you. Don't threaten me with heaven. I'm liable to take up on it. Hey, don't threaten me with the streets of gold and walls of jasper. That ain't a threat, brother. That'd be the best thing in the world happened to us. But I'm going to say something some of you ain't going to like. It's only right to follow your pastor where your pastor's right. Now, what's wrong with you now? Is that the book or what? Didn't Paul say, follow me as I follow Christ? People tell me all the time, well, I know this ain't right, but my pastor, whoa, just a second. It's only right to follow God's man where God's man's right. And if he ain't right, you don't follow him. I challenge anybody to show me that wrong. Challenge you. I dare you. You can't. Amen. Who are we following tonight? I'm going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, what this book says about him. Amen. Then you're going to have a choice. Ladies and gentlemen, look at the rest of this verse. His ways are ways of judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Look at it. Just and right is he. Just and right is he. I read that scripture where it said, just and right is he. I heard an old man of God say it one time. He said, he's just right. I tell you tonight, brother, I as I looked at the heroes of this world, I played in a rock and roll band, I've never done a lot of things in the world, but I have done some, and brother, I've seen all kinds, shapes, sizes, and colors out there, but when I found him, I said, he's just right. He ain't too little, he ain't too big. He's not too kind, he's not too mean. He's not too sweet, he's not too cruel. He's just right, amen. I remember at Nemo Baptist Church when I was a teenage boy, and I went in there that night, my hair was down to here. I had a little MG sitting outside full of rock and roll tapes on a Dallas Cooper and Grand Funk Railroad, and a bunch of God knows what out there. I was sitting in there that night in that little country church at Nemo Baptist Church, and brother, I needed a Savior. I needed somebody that could help me. I needed somebody that could do something for me. My rock and roll stars couldn't do it. My basketball heroes couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. But I tell you what, when I found him, he was just right as a Savior. Amen. I came to Jesus. I fell on my face. I bawled for 35 minutes. I stood up. My name was in heaven. My sins were forgiven. I said, hallelujah. He's just right as a Savior. Then down through the years, I needed a friend. And I needed somebody could understand me. And brother, as the years went by and have gone by, you know, there's probably not a more controversial person in this part of the country than the man you're looking at right now. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of it. You hear me? I'm not glad about it. But I want to tell you one thing, brother, that when I die, I don't want nobody to let down who my role model was. I don't want nobody to wonder who I live for. I don't want nobody to wonder who I believed in. Because it's in those dark, lonely nights when I drive home by myself, sometimes 6, sometimes 8, sometimes 10 and 12 hours, and I didn't know if I'd done any good down yonder, and things was blown all to pieces at home, and I didn't know how I was going to take care of my young'uns, and I didn't know how I was going to make it through another day, or pay my bills, or make up a bill on time. I tell you what, some of my friends I'd want to talk to, and they wouldn't even speak to me. I thought, where are my friends? Where are my friends? But I'm going to tell you something, bless your heart. I found a friend. That will listen to me. He's just right as a friend. He's just right. I said, he's just right. I can tell him anything and he'll listen to me. I can tell him the secrets of my heart and he understands. And he don't judge me. And he don't condemn me. He knows everything about me and loves me anyway. I said, he's just right as a friend. Amen. 1900 years ago, a man was born contrary to the laws of nature. This man lived in poverty and was reared in obscurity. He did not travel extensively. Never once did he cross the boundary of the country in which he was born. He possessed neither right name, as a country preacher said. Relatives were inconspicuous and influential and had neither training nor education. But in his infancy, he startled a king. In his childhood, he puzzled the doctors. In manhood, he healed the multitudes without medicine and made no charges for his services. He never wrote a book, yet all the libraries of the world cannot contain the books that have been written about him. He never wrote a song, but he's been the theme of more songs than all the songwriters' subjects put together and combined. He never founded a college, but all the schools put together cannot boast as many songs and soldiers and followers as he does. He never practiced yet medicine, but he's healed more people than all the hospitals in the world, far and near. He's the star of astronomy. He's the rock of geology. I'm telling you, he's a lion and lamb of the zoological kingdom. He's the revealer of the snares that lurk in darkness, the rebuker of every evil thing that prowls by night, the quickener of all that is wholesome, the adorner of all that is beautiful, the reconciler of all that is contradictory, the harmonizer of all discord. He filled the healer of all diseases. He's the savior of all mankind. I said, he's just right. He's just right. I wouldn't change a thing about him. I wouldn't change nothing about him. He's just right. I said, he's just right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love to brag on him. Concerning his lineage, he was born in Bethlehem, seed of Abraham, son of David, son of Mary, son of God. Now you figure that out. Woo! Where's Princess Diana? Way down here. I didn't mean it like that. Where is the Rock? He's way down there. Where is Eminem? Way down there. I'm talking about a man who was tempted in every form like me and you and never said yes one time. I'm talking about a man who brother told dead people to get up out of the casket and they got up and went back home. How do you want somebody to be like? Get Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and read that thing and say, that's who I want to be like. I want to be like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He labored as a carpenter, opened the eyes of the blind, unstopped deaf ears, loosed dumb tongues, cleansed lepers, healed the sick, restored withered hands, fed the hungry, sympathized with the sad, washed the disciples' feet with Mary and Martha, preached the gospel to the poor, went about doing good and gave his life as a ransom for many. He was both God and man. As man he could understand men, and as God he could understand God. Amen. As a man he thirsted, but as God he gave him living water. As a man he went to the wedding, but as God he turned the water into wine when he got there. As a man he slept in a boat, but as God he woke up and told the storm to lay down and the billows were hushed. As a man he was tempted, but as God he sinned not. He raised Lazarus from the dead. As a man, as God, he prayed. As God, make an intercession for all men. That's why Paul said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, if you got to that Bible, was manifest in flesh. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. And received up into glory. I checked out a lot of them. And he's just right. I want to challenge every young person under this tent tonight. Every single one of you. Kids, you can't beat him. You can't beat him. I know the world don't like it, but you can't beat him, amen. Who you gonna find that can do all that stuff I've been talking about? You know what? You know what? God's in this place tonight? Because we're giving him the glory. Not me. Not no preacher. He's getting it tonight. And he deserves it. Can't beat him, kids. You can't beat him. He's just right. If I was a young person here tonight, I'd make up my mind. I'm going to get in that book. And I'm going to find out what he is and who he is. And I'm going to follow him. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. Tonight our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You've been hit hard tonight with this. We're not trying to hurt you tonight, young people. We'll do that for nothing in this world. But God spoke to some of you tonight. There ain't no doubt in my mind. God has spoke to some of you tonight. Some of you teenagers here tonight ought to be filling up this altar. Christian teenagers saying, God, I'm going to go home and I'm going to make the sacrifices that I need to make tonight. We're not through here tonight. If you need more, you might miss the very best part. Amen. You miss a little sleep for it. It won't kill you. You watch what God's fixing to do right now. I'm telling you tonight, there's some teenagers in here needs to move. We're singing Victory in Jesus. She's getting it ready. If God's speaking to your heart tonight, I'd get out of there and I'd get down here and I'd get to Victory. You got some old sin. Come on, kids. That's right. They're coming. They're coming from all over this tent. We need soul winners to pray with them and lead somebody to Jesus. Dear God, do something here tonight. Save that lost soul. God, speak to our hearts tonight. Help us, dear Lord. Help us, dear God. Please. God, please help us tonight. God, speak to our hearts tonight. Help that young man, that younger, that boy, that girl who needs to be saved to come to Jesus tonight before it's too late. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're singing Victory in Jesus. Come on, kids. Get in the victory. Amen. Everybody sing now. Come on, kids. Come on and get the victory. Amen. That's right.
some teenagers here tonight. You know, it ain't even, it's just 20 after 9. Lord have mercy. Back in the old days, we'd been compromisers to get out this early. We're going to be out of here in just a few minutes. But don't get married. God's not through. There's some teenagers need to change some habits. And youth rally is a good time to do it. Many, many times I've seen young people come to youth rally and get on fire for God, go back to their church the next morning or evening, and the whole thing break out, and revival come to your church. That's one reason we do this. Now we sing that third verse. I wonder if there'd be a teenager from every church that say, I'm going to step out and be different. I know the kids in my group, some of them do this and that, and I'm not going to be a holier than thou or think I'm better than them, but I'm going to step out there and really get right with God and take my stand. And there'll be others follow you. There'll be others follow you.
Hey.
Will you do it? Will you do it? Somebody said, well, I sneak around and I listen to this kind of music, and it don't bother me. Oh, really? When's the last time you led a soul to Jesus? Think in your mind, when's the last time you got saved? You don't listen to that stuff and win souls. Don't do it. You say, I did, not consistently. Come on, kids. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. That's what youth rally is all about. We ain't got nothing no more important than what these kids are doing right now. The food can wait. The fellowship can wait. There's no business with God here tonight. Come on, young lady. Come on, young man. Amen. Come on back there, boys. If you need to get saved tonight, you come on. You come on. Get down here tonight and get saved. Get down here tonight and get saved. Don't pray while we sing that third verse. Victory in Jesus. Amen. As we sing.
I heard about a man.
Come on, teenagers, come on.
They had built for me.
You say, boy, that kind of preaching really causes division, preacher. Yeah, it does. Jesus said, I'm come. I didn't come to bring peace. Said, I come to bring a sword.
We'll turn brother-in-law against brother-in-law. And that ain't, we're not glad about that, but that's the way the truth does. Amen, girls. Isn't that a blessing? I don't know where all them from. Wherever God knows. Amen. Come up here.
My name's Jesse Caudill, and I feel like God's making a change in my life. I've been saved before, but I never really felt like this. My uncle's drunk, and he just moved in. And he tried to attack me after he got drunk the other night, and I don't know how to get him saved. He won't listen to a word I say. But I feel like God's talking to me. I don't think he's showing me what to do yet, but I feel like he's going to give me a sign and show me what to do. And I think he wants me to make better of my life. I'm going to try harder to win souls to Jesus.
Amen. Isn't that sweet? Y'all pray for that young lady. Man, my heart goes out. Kids like that. I can't hardly stand the thoughts of what kids are going through nowadays. That's why I love you. Go back home, get you some, go out and knock on some doors and get you a bus and bring them little kids like that. Just our little church, we had 130 on our buses week before last. Just on them buses. And you ought to see them. I can't even tell you the situation some of them's here tonight. The devil's ripping them apart. I want you to be seated just a second. I'm going to let you go in just a minute. Be seated. I want to see who tonight, how many people, somebody said one of our bus kids got called to preach, is that right? That's what they're saying. Two, three people have told me. Where is he? Where you at, Israel? Where's Israel? Where is he? Is that true? Hold it now. See that boy right there? His name is Israel. He's a bus kid. He got saved about three or four Sundays ago. Hey. Somebody said, I wonder why God blesses old Danny, because I helped somebody named Israel. Yeah. I ain't no fool. Yeah. I know how to get the Lord to bless you. You help them Israelites. Yeah. And they said Israel got saved. And his little sister's right here. Stand up, honey. And she comes on the bus. And they drove the bus tonight and went and got them. And they brought them tonight. Isn't that a blessing? Yeah. All right, kids. I want to know tonight, How many got saved? Now, wait a minute. Don't stand up yet. You've never been saved. You just got saved tonight. Now, think now. You just got saved tonight. Everybody else stay sitting down so I can see. And everyone who just got saved, I want you to stand up, please. Will you stand, please? And if you led them to the Lord, help them stand up with them. Stand up with them so they won't be afraid. There's a gang of kids right here. There's one, there's two. It's hard for me to see. There's two girls back there. Is there one back there? Show me back there if there's one beside you. Okay, three. Is there another one right back there? That's 15 since last night. And there was some more here to Alder a while ago. Is that right? Somebody? Hold it. Tell me if there's another one. Somebody tell me. Amen. Now, since we're saved, hop up there, Miss Cassie. We're going to end the youth rally service tonight with a song. And I need you to help me, Miss Sierra. And I need your mic on here. You got your words? Does she know it? Does she know it? Okay. All right. Now, we're going to sing a song that everybody's got to sing with us. You got to sing with us. And it's called, I Just Want to Be a Sheep. Amen. Now, everybody here, you got to do like this. Pop, 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 pop. Let's see if you can do it. Ready? Pop, 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 pop. Okay? You got it. And we're going to sing a song, okay?
Now. Hey, see if we can get to
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right, are we ready? Here we go, ready?
I just wanna be a sheep, pop, 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 pop. I just wanna be a sheep, pop, 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 pop. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just wanna be a sheep, pop, 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 pop.
Hey.
I don't wanna be a Pharisee.
Yeah.
I don't wanna be a Pharisee. I said the Pharisee. I don't wanna be a Pharisee.
Everybody, ready?
I just wanna be a sheep.
Ready? Go ahead.
I just wanna be like Jesus.
Service M officially come to a close. We have hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue. All the restaurants in town are closed. Wow. But we got this thing, we got to get rid of it. Hold it, please. Listen. We will be making tapes of this service. Now, there's tapes out here. The Carlisles have tapes. We've got a bunch of preaching tapes, bumper stickers. Don't leave here without a bumper sticker on your car. The suit man is in here. He's got a suit for you, I promise. He does. He's got some Puff Daddy suits. I ain't kidding you. And I like them. They look good. And he's got some good stuff. So go over there and visit him. And who said that? Somebody said Potter's House. All right, listen. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we're having Sunday school right here under the tent. The little kids are having junior church in the church. We'll have Sunday school here at 10. Nobody wants to miss tomorrow morning. At 11 o'clock, but Jason Fuller's first. At 11 o'clock, we're having the Timmy Hargraves life story. God laid this on my heart a few months ago. And God give him a testimony that if anybody has known somebody with problems with drugs, alcohol, anything, they need to be here tomorrow morning. Please call them tonight. Try to get them to come tomorrow morning. I believe we can see people saved. So don't miss tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening at 6, Frankie Hunt will be preaching. Big day tomorrow. Amen. Amen. I finished my part up as far as preaching goes tonight. We're going to preach all day tomorrow. We're expecting a big crowd. We're right in the middle of our spring Sunday school campaign, and we're just going to have a good time. Now, please, again, be careful going across the road. Do not let go of them young'uns. That's what the devil wants somebody to get hurt out here. Do not let go of them young'uns. Hold on in. Don't let them just run wild. Please be careful. Look behind you, in front of you, and everything before you move a car. We've got plenty of food. Please go eat. They're going to try to move the lines a little faster this time so you can get in a hurry. But don't be in such a hurry. If you went to the movies, you'd sit there and watch it twice. Amen? So don't leave at 9:40. So don't. Just calm down. All right. We ready? Let's stand and say hallelujah. All right, God bless you. You're ready to go. Get some chairs out here, fellas. Some of you men, take some of these chairs with you out here to the table. Hey, help me, men. Need some men. Get some of these chairs right here in the front. Take them out front. So far, nobody's doing it. Can we have some men that will get those front row chairs? Could we have some men that will get these front rows of chairs and take them with you? Thank you. Help us out, men. Be sure and get all these chairs you can, fellas. Take them out.